We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Andre Melle in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. Well, as you've just heard, four superb players of the game are going to compete in this battle of wits and try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation, going off the subject anyway. And they will score points or otherwise according to how well they do it. Well, let us begin this week with our only lady competitor, Andre Melle. Andre, would you try and talk on the enticing subject of gossiping, starting now?
Gossiping is lovely, and I just don't believe people when they say they don't like it. When someone comes to you and says, "Isn't it dreadful? Have you heard?" I believe everybody's eyes light up with a glint of malicious pleasure. My own family are absolute addicts. We have...
Derek Nimmo, you have challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was a slight hesitation there. So you take over the subject, Derek, of gossiping. You gain a point for a correct challenge, and there are 40 seconds to go, starting now.
I am an inveterate gossip. Every morning I go to the lady who lives in the cellar next door to me. Her name is Mrs. Melwood. I knock at the door.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
Of what?
He goes there every morning.
The longer they play the game, the more clever they get at devising challenges. I think I must definitely uphold that. A very well won point, Clement Freud. There are 35 seconds left for gossiping, starting now.
Gossiping is the passing on of uncompulsive information, like how is...
Andre Melle, why do you challenge?
A hesitation.
I think there was a hesitation. You have 30 seconds for gossiping.
Now in 5 minutes.
And we haven't heard from you yet, Kenneth Williams, but your time will come.
Sorry.
Andre Melle, you have the subject, gossiping, 30 seconds, starting now.
Have you any SBs, my brother says to me, which means spicy bits of information. This is an expression I don't think used in other families. Men are...
Derek Nimmo, you tell.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, alas, yes. That means you get another point, Derek. You have 20 seconds for gossiping, starting now.
I once went to see this lady and I said to her, "How are you today? Isn't it a lovely day?" She said, "I want to tell you something."
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, alas, yes, because I think it was his natural eagerness which was overcome by his natural hesitation. And there are 14 seconds for you, Clement, to carry on with gossiping, starting now.
What do you know about the Boy Scouts? Well, hardly anything at all. Do you know anything about the Girl Guides? I know a little bit about the Brownies.
On Derek Nimmo, you challenged twice.
Repetition, too many youth movements.
Another clever challenge which gains Derek a point. Actually, there are an awful lot of littles, too.
But they're all different youth movements.
They're all different ones, but as yours was a clever challenge which won a point, I think it's only fair to give one to Derek. Derek, you have 8 seconds, no, 7 seconds for gossiping, starting now.
I think one of the best ways to gossip, really, is to get...
Clement Freud.
Repetition. Too many words. It's true. And you've Derek upheld every other stupid challenge, so...
Well, all right. So the stupid challenges managed to give Derek Nimmo another point, and he has 3 seconds left for gossiping, starting now.
I think one of the most fascinating
Andre
stories...
Andre Melle, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Andre, you have a point. There is 1 second to go for gossiping, starting now.
Women, I suppose.
For those of you who may be new to the game, I must explain that whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains another point. Clement Freud, will you begin the second round with seaside postcards? Try and talk for just a minute, starting now.
These are pieces of cardboard which are habitually bought by the seaside, Brighton, Bournemouth, Lowestoft, Yarmouth and Galston-on-Sea being particularly favoured for the purchase of these. You get mottos and indecent caricatures, invariably making people wish that they were there rather than where they are. The sort of message you get would be, "Wish you were here. This is a particularly interesting and entertaining thing to write on them." The charge by the post office for these is fourpence.
Andre Melle, why do you challenge?
It's very boring.
Boring or not, why do you challenge in just a minute?
Because it's deviationist.
No,
you're supposed to be amusing.
Very cleverly tried, Andre, but I'm afraid I must still be with Clement Freud, who has another point. And 27 seconds for Seaside Postcards, Clement Freud, starting now.
I once received 4 Seaside Postcards from the French...
Andre Merry, why did you...
Repetition, because he got 4.
All right, you were so close last time. And they've all had a clever challenge, which I don't...
Yeah.
So,
He'll sulk. He always sulks when he gets it.
He's, Andre, for your clever challenge, it's 25 seconds for Seaside Postcards now with you, starting now. Derek Nimmer, your challenge.
A hesitation.
Yes, Seaside Postcards, 24 seconds for you, Derek, starting now.
Seaside Postcards are generally fairly vulgar, I'm happy to say. They usually have little mottos on them like, oh, what a lovely pear. And you turn over and there's a lovely picture of some fruit in a bowl. And then you write on the messages to your dearest friends. I always send a Seaside Postcard to my Aunt Beatrice. Her address is 14 Plasutchoff Avenue, Prestatyn, North Wales.
As Derek Nimmer was speaking when the whistle went, he gains an extra point and keeps the lead just in front of Andre Melle and Clement Freud. And Kenneth Williams, will you begin the third round with the subject of curiosity? Will you try and talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Curiosity, it is said, once killed the cat, and many people are against it for this reason. They seem to think that curiosity is an unhealthy sort of thing to indulge in. But of course, the fact remains that curiosity is a very healthy thing. Why else, indeed, would Columbus have gone all that way if he hadn't been... Other end. The same thing could be applied, of course, to Copernicus and indeed Galileo, because they thought the world was round, as opposed to the opinion current at the time that it was flat and that if you went to a certain place, you would fall off. On the other hand, of course, some people say, oh, what's in there? And they're told, mind your business. You see, I have had this happen to me frequently. I have been very curious on more than one occasion and have had my fingers wrapped for it. You know, and there's a disgrace because everyone has the right to be curious and should be healthily encouraged in their curiosity.
Well, once Kenneth Williams has a go, he really has a go, doesn't he? He's got in there with a vengeance, and he's the first person to manage to speak for a full 60 seconds without being interrupted.
Am I leapt into the lead?
No. I'm just about to give you a bonus point for having spoken for the full 60 seconds. So you have leapt into a definite fourth place. But no doubt when you get in again, you will surge further ahead.
Yeah.
And, Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. Making the bed. That is the subject that's been chosen for you. 60 seconds will do for you to talk on it, and will you begin now?
Making the bed is something I do know quite a bit about, and I use the definite article advisedly. What I always do when I'm making the bed is I get into my motor car and I drive up to Ullswater, and there on the banks is a particularly beautiful coniferous forest. I go into the forest with my little saw and I cut down 4 pine trees. I'm making you, as you probably guessed, a 4-poster bed. I cut the pine trees down and I peel all the bark off the pine trees. And I... Hesitation.
Yes, it was so fascinating, Derek's bed, that I'm reluctant to leave it, but Clement Freud definitely has him for hesitation. 30 seconds with a point to you, Clement, making the bed starting now.
Ideally, you start with a mattress, which you turn, after which an underblanket is placed on the right side of it, and the sheet is then placed, and upon it, a pillow and a pillowcase, and in some cases, 2 pillows.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition of cases. Pillowcases and some cases.
All right, we'll be with you this time. Sometimes I have to give a second's pause and think, who shall I give the benefit of the doubt to? I've given it against Derek once, so I'll give it back to him this time. And there are 12, 13 seconds for making the bed. Derek Nimmo, starting now.
So back I drive to the capital city, clutching with me my 4 pieces of wood. I then carve them into beautiful shapes. One, I put little cherubs all over it, and then cover it with plaster, which they call gesso, actually, in the trays. And then I paint it away.
Well, as Derek Newman was speaking when the whistle went again, he gains an extra point there, and he's making his lead quite a commanding one. Clement Freud, will you start the next round with a very definite subject concerned with cooking, duck clippers? There are 60 seconds for you to talk on this, starting now. Derek Newman, you charge.
I haven't
hesitation.
Started.
You have I know you haven't, and you didn't get off in time. Cleric Nemo, 57 seconds for duck clippers, starting now.
Duck clippers are absolutely essential. Anyone who has webbed feet will know that it's terribly important to keep the scales well clipped.
Yes, a hesitation. You have 47 seconds for duck clippers now, Clement, starting now.
If you have a duck, then you might find it essential to use clippers to
Andre, Melly?
Hesitation.
Yes, duck clippers goes to you now, Andre.
Right.
Will you begin
teeth.
Now?
Duck clippers. This is two words. The first one is spelled D-U-C-K. And as everybody knows, it's a certain kind of bird, there are various types, which can swim on the water. You can find them in the Serpentine or perhaps in Regent's Park. They fly in a particular V-shaped...
Hesitation.
Yes, will you take back duck clippers? 25 seconds left, Clement, starting now.
Dissecting the wing from the animal is the first purpose to which you put your clippers, after which you attack the legs. As a result of wielding these aforementioned utensils, your serving dish now has upon it a couple of wings, two legs, and the breast carefully dissected.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Dissecting twice. He dissected it before, and then he dissected it again. So that is repetition.
Yes, it is. I was just trying to remember whether he had said dissecting twice, and I think you are right. So you have another point. You have 3 seconds for duck clippers. Derek, starting now.
Actually, there's very well known bits.
German Freud.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. You have 2 seconds for duck clippers. Starting now.
The liver is a very excellent thing.
So, with the benefit of the doubt on that round going to Clement Freud, he's taken a lead of one over Derek Nimmo. And Kenneth Williams, as we haven't heard from you for a time, it is your turn to begin again. Let's hope we can have a repeat performance for the most dreadful thing that ever happened to me. Kenneth Williams, will you talk on that subject starting now?
The most dreadful thing that ever happened to me was in Ceylon, and I was sitting in this military establishment, and I must tell you that all the walls didn't quite meet the ground. There was a gap for the air to come in, and I was supposed to be typing. I was doing this, and I heard the hissing noise, and I thought it was a bit of paper blowing from the draft under these walls, you see. And I fell, when I looked out, to my horror, a cobra staring me in the face. I was appalled. It certainly was the most dreadful moment I've ever experienced, and my voice all seemed to shrink, and I said, "Sir, sir, sir."
Andre.
I'm finished.
Yes, need you say it, but I think you should.
No, but I feel rotten because I want to know what he said.
Oh, we can't let 3 sirs go.
No, I thought not.
I'm afraid your sir, you were so feeling it, weren't you? You'd forgotten that. Andre has a point. She has 26 seconds for the most dreadful thing that ever happened to me, starting now.
When I was 7 and at boarding...
Clement Freud, right?
Deviation.
Why?
I want to hear Kenneth Williams.
All you've done is make Andre Melly, who doesn't listen with us every week, feel absolutely rotten.
Oh, he didn't mean to.
And
he
also
didn't mean to. He's lovely, don't you think?
For those of you who will listen at home, I must point out that Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud do sit side by side in this game.
Yes, it's a blandishment. It's only a blandishment.
Steady on. Some people might misinterpret that word.
You have
another point, because that challenge was unjustified. You have 24 seconds for the most dreadful thing that ever happened to me, starting now.
I was caught.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
So, Clement, you get another point, and the subject with 23 seconds for this subject, starting now. Clement, challenged.
Hesitation.
With a little blandishment from Clement Freud, then, Kenneth Williams gains a point. He has 22 seconds for the most... I must point out that... Clement Freud is so keen to hear Kenneth Williams finish about his sir, 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 that he has helped him gain a point, and the subject with 22 seconds for the most dreadful thing that ever happened.
Just another point. Well, is he allowed to press Kenneth Williams' button?
Whether he's allowed or not, he's done it. Kenneth has a point, and he has the subject, and he starts now.
Well, I was telling about this cobra, and I said, sir, because the commanding officer was next door, and he came to me and said,
Mary, you have 15 seconds left. For the most dreadful thing that ever happened to me, starting now.
Got caught stealing the toads out of the toad in the hole when I was at boarding school. Well, I hid them in my hanky at the bottom of the garden, and the geography mistress found the hanky because it had my name, Melly, attached.
Hesitation.
Yes, you have 2 seconds left for the most dreadful thing that ever happened to me, starting now.
The school cook gave me spot.
Derek Nimmo, it's your turn to begin. Derek, things I do when nobody's looking. That rather strange subject has been thought up for you, so I think you should have a second to think about it.
Things
to get off
I do,
on the right foot. And, Derek, would you begin now?
Well, of course, actually, I'm a great lamppost banger. What I do is I go along the street with my umbrella and I tap these pieces of street furniture. I go one on the first one and I go two, three on the second and three, four on the third. And sometimes when I'm sitting at home and I think nobody's looking at all, you'll be surprised when I get up to. I recite nursery rhymes all by myself in a darkened room with a glass of gin in one hand. And I say, little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. And then I give myself a round of applause.
Clement Freud, why do you chant?
Repetition.
Of what?
Two ways.
Look, I'll tell you what. Now, I think this is one of those.
Oh, no, no, no. The audience. It's a pro Nemo audience.
Well, we'll see. We'll put it to the test because I don't want to be the judge on this one because of the ways. If you think that Clement Freud's challenge was justified, will you cheer? And if
Hooray.
You think it was unjustified, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? They're definitely, their way is the Derek Nimmo way today. And so, Derek, they're with you. You have another point. You have 5 seconds for things I do when nobody's looking, starting now.
Sometimes I sit in a disused air raid shelter and I count. I go one, two, three, four, five, six,
Andre
seven.
Melly, why did you
No, repetition, because he was counting with those lampposts.
Indeed, he was counting with his lampposts. Yes. So, Andre, you have another point and you have 17 seconds for the subject starting now.
I pull faces in the mirror. I like doing that quite a lot. I wouldn't dream of doing it if there was anybody there. I like to walk around with nothing on when it's nice and warm, doing the cooking, like a certain television program I saw on that subject. And then I talk to my...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. So, Kenneth, there are 3 seconds for you to tell us what things I do when nobody's looking, starting now.
There's no point in doing things when nobody's looking, because the whole point is just doing when somebody's looking.
Well, at the end of that round, the position is still the same. Andre Melly, will you begin the next round with famous last sayings? That, I think, needs a second's thought. So, having given you time, will you please start now?
The most famous one, I suppose, is Nelson, who said, "Kiss me hardy." I never really quite knew why. And another one I know is my great uncle Willie, who just before he died said, "Oh, hell," and then went. I can never understand about this famous saying thing, because I think when you're busy dying, I can't think how you have the time to think up something to say. And I believe that people really think before they die what they're going to have people say they said when they did.
Clement Roy.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Famous last sayings is with you, Clement. There are 26 seconds. Right. Derek,
no. No, just an accidental twitch.
Accidental. 26 seconds left, starting now.
People, when they are about to go, tend to care... think...
Oh. Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Your twitch was in time that time. There are 21 seconds for famous last saying starting now.
The Lord Paget, who became the future Marquess of Anglesey, when he was dying, of course, by that time he was indeed ennobled, even further ennobled, he was actually a Marquess. What he said was very interesting. He said, "Would you please give me a large cup of green chocolate?" And the funny thing was...
Well, at the end of that round, Derek Nimmer has caught up 1 point behind Clement Freud, who's still in the lead. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? My most important discovery. We're having a lot of long ones in this particular game. That's the subject, Clement. 60 seconds to talk about it starting now.
My most important discovery was America, which I discovered 23 years ago. I got off a steamship, landed, and said to a man who met me, "Are you an American?" And he said, "Yes." And he's...
Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. My most important discovery. 45 seconds, starting now.
My most important discovery was Clement Freud. I had not realized until I actually was confronted with a genuine, dissipated, decadent Clement Freud that such nasty things existed in the past. It was to me a tremendous shock and something which I... I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I've never quite recovered from. He arrived, I remember, on this very stage, covered in green soup.
Clement Freud, why you...
Deviation.
Why?
We'd met long before this.
Not. Never.
Yeah, I'm prepared to believe Clement Freud. He has another point. He has 21 seconds for my most important discovery, starting now.
"Are you Clement Freud?" said the American. "Yes," said I. "I have been discovered," said the American. "And this has gone down in many books as an epic event."
Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Yes, my most important discovery. 12 seconds, starting now.
The interesting thing about him, too, is that he wears shirts. They are usually shirts that don't have a tie. Sometimes he does wear one, but not very often, really. His trousers are rather mud-stained. His shoes are never polished.
Sir, Kenneth Williams. Ah, a good subject for you, I'm sure, Kenneth. My first audition. Can you discourse on this for 60 seconds, starting now?
My first audition occurred when I was at school, and we were required at the end of one term to get up and speak a poem in the language we had been taught at the school. I mean, that is to say, apart from one's own language, not to be taught. And I got up on the stage and I declaimed, "Ich weiß nicht, was soll es bedeuten, dass ich so traurig bin, eine Nation aus elfen Seiten, das kommt mir nicht aus dem Sinn. Die Luft ist kühl und ist dunkel, und ruhig fließt der Rhein, der Gipfel des Berges funkelt im Abendsonnenschein, die Schiffe im kleinen Schiff."
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
Hat ja zu oft gesagt, ich weiß es. Deswegen musste man sagen, dass es zu oft gesagt hat.
Was machst du?
Ich meine, was üten, keine Schwürzen. Seine Fürsten. For all those of you who don't understand German, I must explain
Nor
that
do
I'm
we.
That Kenneth Williams has won a point. That I'm still with Kenneth, you have a point. You have the subject still, and 31 seconds for my first audition starting now.
And then we had to do a piece in English, and I did the bit about the barge. She sat in like a burnished throne, burned on the water. The poop was beaten gold, purple the sails, and so perfumed the winds were lovesick with them. For a very own personally decorated description, she'd lie in a pavilion, cloth of gold, of tissue, or picture that Venus, where we see the fancy outwork nature. And Anthony, a friend of the marketplace, sit alone, whistling to the empty air, which but for vacancy had gone to gaze on Cleopatra too, and made the whole one boil. Did I get in?
In the middle of your flow, Andre Melly challenged. Andre, why did you challenge?
A deviation, because it's meant to be his first audition and he's giving it now.
It was. I had to do it in English and in German, my first audition.
I'm sure that Kenneth is so brilliant he did his first audition exactly like that.
Thank you.
Kenneth, you have another point.
Yes?
There are still 10 seconds left for you to go on about my first audition starting now.
Well, at the end of it, they were absolutely staggered. Stunned would probably be a better word. And I immediately was asked to join the Tavistock Repertory Players, and I did. And the first part was a footman. Well, you wouldn't as much of a part, would you? But again...
Well, that, unfortunately, is the last round, and if you'd known that as I knew it before we began the round, you'd have realised how tense I was if you weren't. So let us say that Kenneth Williams came a very good fourth, Andre Melly was an excellent third, and Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo came a very fine equal first. Congratulations to our two winners.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.